This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
But when he gets going, those projects are going to be freed up and they're going to be sailing. And you're talking about thousands and millions, actually, of jobs.
You ran on jobs. You ran on draining the swamp. You ran on repealing and replacing Obamacare. When do you start to put pressure on Congress, the swamp, to get something done to repeal and to replace?
Well, I think that Paul Ryan and his whole group have been terrific. I just left Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. And, you know, Paul's working very hard. You know, healthcare is a very complex subject. If you do this, it affects 9 different things. If you do that, it affects 15 different things. I think we have a great plan, and I think Congress is absolutely taking a lot of blame, but it's not their fault. Don't forget, I've only been here for like 4 weeks. Somebody said, he hasn't done healthcare. They've been working on healthcare for 30 years. I've only been here for, what is this, my 5th week? And we're set to propose a plan, and I'll be talking about it, as you know, tonight. But we're all set to do a plan, and I think it's going to be something that's going to be really respected. And you take a look at what's going on with the stock market.
The problem, he's trying to address that.
You just mentioned healthcare. Let's go there. Last time we sat down in your office was January 12th, 2016. And I talked to you. I said, how...
We've cleaned the place up a little bit.
Yeah, we've done a good job around here. I said to you then, why is it that Republicans have been trashing Obamacare for 6 years, at that point, 7 years now, and not presented a viable replacement? You said, Matt, by the end of this year, we will have that plan for you. That deadline came and went.
We ran on a plan last year.
But you didn't give us a plan that can be voted on now, and you know that Republicans within their own party have deep disagreements over how to replace Obamacare. So do the American people have a right to say, we've heard the criticism for year after year, and yet we still don't have something that can be put on the president's desk?
That's exactly what we're doing right now. See, we're not writing some bill in the back room in Harry Reid's office like Obamacare was written. We're going through the committee process. We're doing this step by step. We're having public hearings. We're having committees work on legislation. This is how the legislative process is supposed to be designed, not hatching some bill in a back room and then popping it on the American people's
your predecessor,
front door.
Your predecessor.
They said that it's in a death spiral.
Let me read you something the president said just yesterday. Again, this is a guy who ran. One of the things he ran on was, I'm going to repeal and replace Obamacare. And yesterday, speaking to some governors about health care, he said this, and I'm quoting, I have to tell you, it's an unbelievably complex subject. Nobody knew health care could be so complicated. Nobody knew health care could be so complicated. As a details guy.
I've been working on health care for a couple decades.
As a policy wonk. Doesn't that take your breath away when the President of the United States says nobody knew it could be so complicated?
He's a business guy who came to office not as some policy wonk, you know, working in Congress on health care.
How do you run on repealing and replacing Obamacare if you didn't know it's a complicated procedure?
Well, he knew it was a complicated procedure. He ran on repealing and replacing Obamacare because Obamacare broke all its promises and is breaking the health care system. The bill that we're working on is the bill that we ran on last year. The bill that we're working on is the bill we're working with the Senate and the White House. It's much like the bill that Tom Price, who was sort of the gold standard reformer of health care, introduced last year. He is now the Health and Human Services Secretary. Here's the point. Let's just take a step back. People want peace of mind in the health care system. People want to be able to have choices in the health care system. We want to get costs down. We want to give people more choices. We believe in a patient-centered system where all the providers of healthcare services, be they hospitals or doctors or insurance companies, compete against each other for our business as patients, as consumers. We should make decisions on how healthcare works, not some distant government bureaucrat, which is restricting our choices down to the point where a third of counties in America have only one plan to choose from.
We'll be right back. Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, huh? Unless you're happy with where America sits right now. I think 7 out of 10 still say we're on the wrong track. I agree with you. That's a good observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? I think it calls it calls for us all to get involved. Heavy lifting is required. And we all need to get involved. It's not a Republican or a Democratic or an independent thing. It's all about us, the United States of America. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. Hey, we're blessed to have with us Todd and Jackie Courtney. Welcome.
Good Thank to have you. Both Thank you for here. Having us, Bill. Good.
Jackie's standing off the distance. She doesn't. She has such a sweet voice, and she doesn't want anybody to.
She's a little shy.
Yeah, it's okay. Now that we've pointed that out, right? Like you needed us to do that.
She's great in the classroom, though.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we're talking about restoring civility and values in America, using brain science to teach little ones and making it fun. Now, I know when you talk about brain science, Todd, it could sound a little complicated and a little scary for some people, but it's just the way we roll, isn't it? It's all pretty natural stuff.
It's all how we're born. It's how God made us. And so we just, as we figure that out, it actually helps us learn. Mm-hmm. So that way we can take that knowledge and start making the change that we want to change.
So you're the brainiac. Jackie's the teacher. And so you're trying, is this the compliment here? And I don't mean that in any kind of way.
No.
Because, you know, we've got to have the compliment going on, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. I'm the one who reads this stuff like quantum physics and biology for fun.
Yes, yeah. For fun. And Jackie says, that's fine. I'm going to stay. We don't have a problem. Division of powers works perfectly in our household, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, except for how do you get figure out when it's time to take the trash in? Trash out.
I tell the boys to do it.
Oh, okay. Got to know. Hey, you know, you got to get everybody involved.
Right, right. That's right. Why I had two boys, too.
That's right. Okay, we got it all covered. So you're studying the brain science, the way we're wired. Yeah. Okay, how does it complement the classroom effort and what?
Well, kind of how this started was in Jackie's trade of being a teacher, K through third was her specialty.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
I imagine your day starts with, oh, God.
No, I bet. My day started with that when she would tell me about it.
Yeah, right.
No, and then I started in the teen market first. I wrote a book for teens and created a website for teens. And then we were talking more about what she brings home after work. And just through our own kids and parents, we're like, wow, what is going on here? The values and the virtues, just the simple things that maybe our generation took for granted. Manners, personal responsibility, gratitude. They just got so badly watered down. Mm. And so we decided, Jackie wanted to do children's books. I wasn't interested at first because I said, no, I want to write stuff that's going to help people. I'm not interested in cute books. And so that's where I complimented. When I did some research on brainwaves by a Dr. Bruce Lipton, mm-hmm. who was, ironically, was a self-proclaimed atheist who turned believer.
Wow.
Because he got so deep into the science, he's like, there's no way this is coincidental. There's no way. So he turned a believer. And it was from the research that I did from his books that I told Jackie, I said, oh, you're right. we do have to do children's books, and here's why. Because of the brain waves. If you want me to get a little sciencey, I can, but I'll have to, you know, simplify
But you're connecting the dots here. I mean,
correct.
You're saying, hey, what happened? This next generation is falling. They're not learning. You know, they didn't learn what we learned. I mean, you're having to deal with them with basics and probably at a different age along the way where maybe in the classroom when you got them, they already had an idea. They had a leg up. Now all of a sudden it's like, whoa, you guys aren't even at the starting line here, right?
That's exactly right. And in fact, when I talk with groups and I tell them, especially my seniors, when I tell them statistically it can only get worse, they're scared to death. Because, like, what do you mean it can get worse? I said, well, young parents can't teach what they don't know or what they don't use on a daily basis. And so, therefore, statistically, it can only get worse.
Yeah.
So these are the first tools created to bring them back and are scientifically proven to work.
Yeah, welcome to the 21st century America where we sit today, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, okay, so the book. Let's talk about the book. Max Gives Thanks to God, Inspirational Nursery Rhymes. How did this come about?
Whew. Gosh, you'd have to schedule me for about an hour to talk about that. But the short version is,
okay,
about 10 years ago, I asked God to give me something else to do with my life. It's not that I wasn't happy or successful and all that, great wife, great kids, great business, but I wanted to do something bigger. So multiple projects later, you know, 8 years later, these books start coming to fruition, research, Jackie's Trade, all of these things, connecting the dots. If you would have told me 10 years ago I was going to write nursery rhymes.
I know, where you said before, you want to do heavy brain kind of stuff, you know?
Right.
Adult type stuff, eh? Can't make any impact on these little urchins.
But we don't know the path we're on. We don't know. I just asked. I said, you open the doors and I'll walk through. And that's kind of how the process started. And so I just happened to be able to rhyme anything. I could sit down at the computer. And Jackie will give me a picture. And I'll just do a rhyme to it, and it just spits out. And so we've been testing them throughout 2016. They've done extremely well. People love them, and they love the message within.
Wow, that's great. So you've been you say you've been testing these out, and so is this the first of many? I mean, where are we at with this?
That's number four. We have number five. So the first one is, you know, teaches about inspiration, to inspire the child to believe in themselves and create a higher self-esteem.
Right.
Our second book was a book on gratitude, teaching the power of gratitude. Our third book was Be Responsible Like Max, which teaches personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, even simple things like brushing your teeth, making your bed, picking up your toys.
Right.
But the
taking the trash out.
Exactly.
Hey.
But it's not, and even though it's for that age bracket, it really is to take as you get older in life, 15, 25, 35, 55, so you don't whine about your misfortunes in life. You actually turn around and you go, no. I'm the one who's responsible for me. So that's the premise of them. And then Max and Molly Learn Their Manners comes out in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you got, you're just busy. See, you got to be careful. You ask God for a new project, and you get marching orders here, God.
I tell people that. I said, it is definitely a case of be careful what you wish for.
Right, right. Yeah, but, you know, in looking at Max Gives Thanks to God, I mean, the illustrations here are really, really terrific.
Yeah, I did a good job.
I give thanks to God 100 times a day. It makes me feel better in every single way.
Exactly right.
Yeah, so cool.
And it does.
Yeah.
It does. The power of gratitude
versus
the opposite. The polar opposite is complaining about your life, which only just creates more misery.
Right, exactly.
This is teaching the power of gratitude by thanking God. Once this gets lodged, so if you read this in a perfect world, a third trimester mother through 8, 6, or 7.
Oh, wow.
God will be at the subconscious level forever. You won't be able to take it out.
See, this is this brain stuff we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. We're going deep here, okay? But you don't really have to go that deep because you are what you think, right?
That's exactly right.
Right.
And never before did we need these tools, because if I would have created these books, say, 40 years ago, they wouldn't have sold.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't need them because grandmother taught this, grandfather taught this, mom and dad taught this in the home, etc. They've now been so badly watered down where it's not even politically correct to talk about God in mainstream.
Exactly. Go figure, huh? Every day when I go outside, it feels like the trees and the flowers are alive. Their colors are so bright and they stand so tall. I give thanks to God. and hug them all. See, these are books you could read to your grandkids or your kids. How much fun. And like you say, in terms of reframing the brain, you know, and renewing our mind and programming and that sort of thing, it is absolutely terrific. Todd and Jackie Courtney. Jackie was the quiet one, I will tell you.
She's right here.
Yeah, she's right. She is right here. She says, no, we're going to let Todd carry the day. All the pressure's on him. That way she can go back. Why did you say it that way? You could have said it this way. No, I'm just teasing.
I'm
such a troublemaker. You know that. That's it. Of course, this will be linked on our website, too. Thank you.
I love it. Thanks, Bill.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're coming at you live from Orlando, Florida. We're here for Proclaim 17, NRB's International Christian Media Convention. And guess who we found? Lori Cardoso Moore. Always good to have you.
I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Oh, my God.
Try to keep up with the pace. You know, it's always crazy at these conventions.
What?
You're running from one meeting and one interview to another.
But I got to tell you, you always look so good with your hair on fire.
Oh.
And I know some people say, well, it's not her hair on fire. It's just kind of one of those halo kind of things, you know.
It's the passion. It's the glory of the Lord. What can I say?
Yeah. But it's also a great time to get together with people and to keep the story that needs to be told about Israel, especially in light of what's happening right now.
Yeah.
And that, thank goodness we have somebody in the White House that will allow the Prime Minister to come through the front door.
Isn't that something? He doesn't have to go through the servants' entrance, and he doesn't have to wait for a meal.
Yeah,
I'm sure they rolled out the red carpet for him as well.
Exactly. But I got to tell you, a lot of America was, you know, we were heartened to see that.
Yes.
To see that reception.
Yeah.
And also to see the way the president is handling this situation still with the Palestinians.
Absolutely.
I mean, we got to dealing with that issue. He says, I agree with what they agree with.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is the impact that Trump has had even since Election Day, how it has influenced the leaders of the world.
Yes, exactly.
We see a more receptive Europe than we did before, especially we just got back from the UK and Theresa May, their prime minister. We're just hearing a whole different message, the way things are changing at the United Nations and the leadership. Even the Secretary General, Gutierrez.
Yes.
There's a lot happening, and it's all because of one man, one change in the White House. And yes, we as Americans, but I think Christians around the world and leaders around the world were waiting. In fact, I had heard right after he was elected, President Trump was getting phone calls from leaders around the globe,
right,
telling them how much they were looking forward to working with him. So this is quite telling. People, the world recognized there was a vacuum
without
in leadership.
They missed America's leadership, no
absolutely.
Doubt, right?
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of the United Nations, we get that crazy vote that happens at the end of the Barack Obama administration. We're not hearing a whole lot about this. Where are we at on that?
Well, it's interesting because I don't know if you've been following Ambassador Haley.
Yes, I
have.
And
some of the comments that she's been making. She's been making public statements, having press conferences, and communicating the position of the United States now at the UN. It is President Trump has put the United Nations on notice that it's not going to be business as usual. The last 8 years are over. And as Ambassador Haley has stated unequivocally, America is going to stand with Israel, our ally. And instead of beating up Israel and all the fake news that we hear coming out about Israel at the United Nations, The U.S. is going to start challenging that narrative. In fact, I heard that Trump is going to suspend funding to the United Nations until there's some transparency and accountability to where our tax dollars are going.
What a welcome concept here, huh?
Yes, absolutely. There needs to be. And so I think a lot of the leaders, like the Secretary General, they're going to get in line and they're going to work with Trump. They don't want to lose that cash cow.
Yeah. We might pick up some income just if they paid their parking fines. Huh? What do you think?
I mean, that's
a little
true.
Sidebar here. That's okay.
Right.
For anybody that's been around the United Nations and see what happens. I mean, the poor police.
Oh, trust me.
Yes.
They're parked everywhere. It's crazy.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, it's been interesting because I've been keeping my eye on to see what was going to happen. How hard were the Palestinians going to push against Israel after that UN edict that came down?
Right. Well, I think even the Palestinian leadership realizes that they're not going to get away with what they've gotten away from before. And Trump, because he's changing the dialogue, he's changing the narrative, it's forcing them into a position where they can't hide behind the United Nations and the rogue leaders, the rogue states anymore like they've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's going to hold them accountable, and he's going to make sure they follow through.
And Iran is keeping their eyes open, too.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because we're going to undo that as well.
This is a huge thing. People, again, I don't think we fully comprehend the impact of what Trump is doing. We're still too new into his administration, but the global implications of his leadership are going to be far-reaching, and it's going to be much better for Israel. We know that the prime minister is excited about working with him, you know, in the coming years as well during his administration and dealing with these difficult issues.
Kind of a cute moment in their conference there when the president had brought up the settlements, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, and that's a whole other issue that's been greatly confused and misrepresented in the mainstream media as well.
Absolutely.
See, this is why we need your voice.
Well, I'm working on it, Bill. Yeah, we've got to educate and mobilize the Christians so that we continue to speak truth to power.
Exactly.
And we know where our this administration is on these issues. One of the key things that we're looking at is the embassy. Mm-hmm. We want to see that embassy move from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
It's an incredible statement for the United States of America to move that embassy. And in fact, there's been talk about other countries. In fact, I believe the UK has their embassy there. So it's important that we, as the leader of the world, move the embassy, because it does make a statement to the rest of the world that we recognize unequivocally that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish state, of the state of Israel.
And what happens with the holy sites?
You know, interestingly, we had that UNESCO vote back in the fall,
right,
where they changed the name. They recognize only Arab names for the Temple Mount.
Mm-hmm.
And we at PJTN, as you well know, Bill, put out a statement condemning that, because for us as Christians, if we do not, if the world refuses to recognize, and really this is part of revisionist history.
Yes, exactly.
If the world refuses to recognize the Jewish connection to that Temple Mount, the Muslim world has no connection to the Temple Mount.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a holy site to them,
right,
in their, even in their Quran and their holy books. So if we don't fight to keep and maintain a Jewish presence and a Jewish name in historical, biblical historical context, then Christianity can kiss itself goodbye as well, because
I don't know how they did. I don't know how they do that, Laurie. I mean, last year at this time, I was there in Jerusalem at the wall, and I could see it up close and personal for, you know, the first time I've had the honor and privilege to do that. I don't know how you do that.
There were two temples that were established there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of archaeological evidence to prove it. But because we're living in a season or a time in the world where history is being rewritten, revisionist history in our textbooks, and it's not just here in the United States.
Right.
Revisionist history is going on all over the world, and it came out of the United Nations. This has been an effort, an all-out effort to rewrite history and rewrite the context of Jewish history in that land. And again, you know, Yeshua was walking in the temple courts.
Exactly.
He was there for Hanukkah. He went there to worship on the high holy days. He was there in the temple. But unfortunately, if we as Christians sit silently by and say, oh, it doesn't affect me because it's a Jewish issue, they're going to write us out of history as well.
Exactly. There goes our heritage. Laurie, for PJTN, for this coming year, what is absolutely paramount for you this year?
Well, you know, anti-Semitism, confronting and combating anti-Semitism has always been part and parcel to PJTN. And Bill, as we've seen in the news in the recent days and weeks of the anti-Semitic attacks, incidents on not just college campuses, but also in cemeteries, bomb threats being called into Jewish community centers and Jewish federations. This is outrageous that this is going on, and we're calling on our PJTN watchmen, wherever they are, not just here in the United States, but around the world, that they are the ones who are going to have to rise up in their community and say unequivocally, absolutely not will we tolerate this. And so, of course, the biggest the biggest issue that is fueling this anti-Semitism is the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement.
Exactly.
And so we're here this year to preview the Boycott This documentary, to inform and to present to our media broadcasters.
Right. Well, we're looking forward to that. Laurie Cardoza-Moore, founder, principal voice of National Pro-Israel Organization.
Life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you know, I'm silly enough just to believe that, you know, the Constitution meant what it said. You know, what can I tell you? Welcome back, America. We're here live in Orlando, Florida for Proclaim 17. It's NRB International's Christian Media Convention. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And Brian Andresic is with us. He's the president and CEO of Pioneer Clubs, a Christian publishing ministry that develops, produces, and distributes children's curriculum and programs to churches around the world. Brian, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
It's good to be here with you, Bill. You know, being from Chicago, yeah, it's great to be in Orlando.
Yeah, without it, especially this time of year, huh?
Especially.
Yeah, so you can leave the blustering, and although, you know, the temperature's been radical there, though, too, right?
You know, I have to admit that a week ago I was golfing in Chicago.
Nothing
in
wrong
February,
with that.
So yeah, you can't complain too
did
much.
Did you bring your clubs here to Orlando?
I did not. We have other plans
right
for my family.
Well, it's been, well, yeah, I can imagine. It's those Disney characters down the way, no doubt.
Yeah, I have a 25-year-old who's still into that, so
yes,
we're going to have some fun.
Well, you'll have a great time. It is a terrific place to enjoy with the family, no doubt, very special. So tell us about Pioneer Clubs. How did they get started and why?
Well, Pioneer Clubs is almost 80-year-old organization. Mm-hmm. It was started on the campus of Wheaton College in Wheaton, Illinois, as a student ministry.
Right.
And over the years, that broke out and became its own organization. For many years, it was known as Pioneer Girls.
Okay.
And it was a women's girls training organization. And then in the 80s, became a Boys and Girls Club program. And we serve churches around the United States and around the world, providing curriculum for them to use with their children. Our goal is to help them learn to follow Christ in every aspect of life. So we do Bible studies, very inductive Bible studies for young kids, and as well as life skill activities so that they see Christ in every aspect of life.
Wow. So so you got quite a heritage behind you.
We do. We stand on the shoulders of some great people of the past.
Well,
and very thankful for that.
Yeah, and you think, Wheaton College.
Right.
I mean, how much better can it get at that? And not only that you do it in English, but also in Spanish as well, right?
Well, we do it in Spanish. In fact, a number of years ago, we developed a Spanish curriculum. And when I came into the organization a few years ago, it was not being used very much. And so what ended up happening is the door opened for us into a very different part of the world. We never were looking at doing this, but God opened the door for us to go into Cuba.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Yes.
And now we're using the Spanish curriculum primarily in Cuba.
Really?
But now that's starting to open the door for us in other places, both in Latin America and in the United States.
Well, here it is. I mean, we normalize relations with Cuba. Now, did you go to Cuba before we were officially normalized, or afterwards?
We went just a few months after.
Okay.
We had already planned the trip before.
So you didn't want to upset the State Department too much then, huh?
No, but you know what? For a number of years, Americans have been able to go into Cuba on different types of visas, including religious visas.
Right.
And that's how we went into Cuba. And when we went in, I went with a group from my church, and I just grabbed some of our curriculum with us, and I took it along thinking, I wonder if people down there could use this.
Right.
And when they saw it, they just were like, yes, we will take this, but you need to come and train us to use it.
Wow.
We don't want you to just send materials.
Right.
We need training as well as materials.
Well, that's great that they had the forethought that they needed that element as well, as opposed to just dropping stuff off.
Exactly.
Right.
And so in July of this past year, we took a team of 10 down and held a children's conference in Cuba with about 30-35 children's ministry leaders in Cuba. And we were able to spend a week with them, training them not only in sort of general children's ministry issues, but also how to use our program in their context. And so they went out, and it's been going great. We've been back in November for a strategic planning session with them. In January, we did more training. And now I have 10 people in Cuba who can go throughout the country and train other people how to use it.
Wow.
So it's really much more than just providing resources. It's providing a partnership.
Exactly. Well, Brian, so much about Cuba we don't understand because it was isolated. Now we've normalized relations. Planes are now flying into Cuba. What can you say about the country that you've learned now that you've been there a couple of times?
Well, I think the first thing is when we think about Cuba, we always think about it in a political or geopolitical sense.
Right.
But the reality is the citizens there and the people there, they just are just like anyone else in the world. They want to be relational. And what really amazed us is how strong the church in Cuba is.
Mm-hmm.
It is a vibrant church. Not that they are without their challenges. It's not like in America. They do have restrictions and guidelines. But as long as they live within those, they can minister in many areas. So they're reaching the next generation. They're ministering to the older generation. The gospel's going out, and it's a vibrant community.
Yeah, how exciting is that? Now, what about the unchurched kids, the impact that you're having there? Percentage-wise?
Well, just like in the United States, what we're hearing from our friends in Cuba is about half the kids that are coming are from unchurched families.
Wow.
And you have to remember, in Cuba, children are not on cell phones and iPads.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have organized soccer leagues or baseball or music. And so kids are always looking for something to do. So
mm-hmm.
when the church opens its doors and says, we have something for you, would you like to come to a program after school or on a weekend, kids just flock to it. In fact,
right.
I have some churches running two or three times a week because they have so many kids, they can't manage it all in one setting.
So like anything that's good, the word gets out, people will do that which they get rewarded for,
mm-hmm.
and so the kids are seeing some definite benefit from this.
Oh, they really are. And because it's so new, it for them, it's just an amazing thing. One boy told his leader, they went out on a nature walk, which they would never do that in church before. And he said, this is the best thing I've ever done in church in my whole life. You know, for a seven-year-old, that's not so long of a time. But it's still amazing the impact we're having.
Well, that's excellent. So what do you see for next year? This year and next year?
Well, with the small denomination we're working with, they can reach 6,000 kids through their 200 to 300 churches. They've already asked for another 1,000 children's books, which we are providing for them. Mm-hmm. But what they've said to us in our last email exchange is, this is becoming infectious. Other churches from other denominations are hearing about this, and they want it. So our hope is, at the end of this year, that we will provide the resources for the 6,000 kids within the denomination. And then in the couple of coming years, we would be able to do another 10,000 to 15,000 kids in other denominations.
Wow, that's terrific. And you have the capacity to handle that.
Well, it's a little challenge. It's something we're doing on top of everything else we're doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? We're trusting God. We're walking through doors, not knowing sometimes where those resources will come from, but we're just going to trust God that as we do His work, He'll provide what we need to do it.
Well, and what you're doing here in Cuba is just a part of the story, as you say. I mean, you're based here in the United States, in Chicago. So what are you doing here domestically?
Well, currently we serve with about 600 churches in the United States. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to, as we work with our friends in Cuba to translate more curriculum, is to move into the Spanish-speaking community within the United States.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we've had word spreads not only in Cuba, but now we've had a contact from people in the Baja Peninsula of Mexico.
Excellent.
Who minister in the barrios up and down the Baja Peninsula, and they want us to come and do the same thing, provide training and resources.
Well, Brian, if people want to get involved with you, how can they do that?
You can find us at www.pioneerclubs.org. Mm-hmm. Or we have a page on generosity.com if you want to participate that way. And just type in Pioneer Clubs Cuba in the search, and you'll find what we're doing there.
Well, hopefully we've given people enough information and inspiration to understand what the ministry is all about and your mission. And they're willing to partner with you on this and be active participants, right?
That would be great. And we really appreciate the opportunity to be with you here today.
Well, Brian, appreciate you coming together here in Orlando. Enjoy the time with the family when you get a break. I know that'll come in handy. Again, real quick, remind everybody of the website.
www.pioneerclubs.org.
There it is. Brian Ondrasik with us on Bill Martinez Live.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour, coming at you live from Orlando, Florida, where we're here celebrating, having a good time with everybody for Proclaim 17. It is NRB International's Christian Media Center, and look who stopped by.
Well, hello. Hi.
Hey, this is going to be an annual event for us.
Huh? I mean, it's so fun. Yeah.
Hey, good deal. So tell me, catch us up. What's been going on?
A ton, but just recently, as of last Monday, we released a study with Lifeway. I commissioned the study about domestic violence and the church.
Yes.
And there was some incredible findings that happened. And so I'm trying to get the word out about what's happening with domestic violence in our churches.
Well, of all places.
Of all places, yes.
And this is amazing. So what, I mean... You started seeing this arise? Yeah, I mean,
well, it's based, we need it's based off of my story.
Right.
You know,
yes,
I was abused 16 years ago, right. And my dad was a pastor. We took it to the deacons in the church, and the deacons didn't know how to handle it. They were unprepared, and so they brought me before the church for church discipline. And
yeah, you needed to be disciplined, huh?
Well, you
and
know,
you're going, hey, where's Jesus with the stick and his finger in the sand, right?
Right,
Give me a break. Are you
kidding? It was a horrible time, you know, just to kind of finally feel free to step up and say, listen, I'm being abused, help me. Mm-hmm. And for them to sort of not listen. So that spurred the study. We've got to know what's going on in our churches with domestic violence and how are they responding to these domestic violence cases.
Well, and this is the thing that we're finding out about the church. So much the church is, well, it's from the culture, though you would expect it not to reflect the culture, but realistically, come on, it does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, and so this is what the study is proving out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we found is that about 90% of churches, pastors that were pulled, there's 1,000 pastors that were pulled, believe that they're a safe haven for domestic violence victims.
How many?
90%.
Well, 9 out of 10.
Believe that they are a safe haven. But get this, only 50% have an actual plan of action in place. So what that tells me is the perception of pastors is that, hey, we are a safe haven. You know, our church is awesome. We're loving, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can't be a safe haven to a domestic violence victim unless you actually have a plan to help them.
Right.
And domestic violence is not something that you're going to step up and out yourself because Correct. There are ramifications from you doing so at home. And so we just found, wow, there is a huge problem here. Our churches are not equipped, nor are they prepared to handle this situation.
So in a sense, they're just kind of giving it lip service for the
right.
most part. Domestic violence, we got it all covered.
Right.
Really, you know, but we're fine. But the reality is, and I'm sure some of these surveys is you're finding out that, it's not happening.
It's not happening at all. And this is another interesting thing with the study that we did. Of all the churches that were polled, 30% of the churches said that they had even encountered a domestic violence victim in the last 3 years. And with the statistics, I'm throwing a lot of numbers out at you.
No. This is important.
It's important.
Because what happens is that if we talk about it in a general context and broad brush it, then we're participating with the other, you know, 50% of the pastors that just have a perception on
mm-hmm.
it. They're really not dealing with real numbers. So that's
right.
When you quantify it, now it becomes, we take it out of the realm of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because I often say that in the absence of fact, opinion rules.
Right.
Now you've brought fact to bear on this.
Yes.
Now how do you address it?
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. I said that. I've been saying this. It's not romanticized.
Right.
This is exactly what's happening. 50% of our churches are not prepared to handle a victim when our church is supposed to be the place of hope.
Yeah.
So we have got to do better in this area in our churches. With a statistic like 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men that experience domestic violence, only, like I said before, 30% of our churches have said they've experienced any domestic violence in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, again, you can tell that there is a huge issue within our churches that's hiding there.
Well, it's a tough deal. I mean, it's one thing to talk about the gospel because we've got pastors coming together and they share the gospel and they're updating one another. But are we really getting down to real life issues
mm-hmm.
like domestic violence, like homosexuality, like
yeah.
the bathroom issues and, you know, that's been going on? You know, these issues of the day that need to be addressed that you can no longer ignore or just say, well, I don't want to get into it because I'm afraid I'm going to turn people off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, you have to talk about it. We have to bring light to this issue. You know, I have thought a lot about this issue. Jesus came to set the captives free.
Right.
He came to break the bondage. I mean, if you look at him, God and Moses, he used Moses to bring people out of captivity.
Exactly.
And there are people, women and men, sitting in our churches that are in captivity mm-hmm. that Jesus wants to bring them out of that. And the church should be the place that is receiving these people and really helping them.
Exactly. And so what's the first step, Autumn, that you think we ought to take? I mean, you've taken the first step
mm-hmm.
in terms of bringing some measurable numbers
mm-hmm.
and some hard fact, because I got to imagine when these church leaders and senior pastors see the evidence of the numbers, I mean, This has got to be eye-opening for them.
It's eye-opening, and I pray that God just opens everyone's eyes to this. One of the things that I talk about, you go to my website, autumnmiles.com, and there is a list of church things to help churches.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing is simply talk about it from the pulpit. Pastor, I beg you to literally just say domestic violence is not okay in our church right. ever. That does two things. First of all, it alerts the abused
yes.
woman or man, I have an ally in this church.
Exactly.
This pastor is publicly saying what I am dealing with is not okay. And it also warns the abuser.
The predators, yeah.
Like, listen, mm-hmm. I can't act like that like this in this church because there will be some sort of consequence for it. So it does two things. Simply by making a statement, this is not okay. But a lot of churches are scared to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what do you do if we get a bunch of people coming forward? You know, what is the next step? So
exactly.
I have 9 other tips on my website that can help churches out.
Well, and I can appreciate the aspect of liability and what it would mean, but they have to remember this isn't their church.
Right.
Last time I checked, I mean, wasn't it Jesus? That's, I mean, this is him, right?
Yeah. This is his. This isn't ours. We're stewarding it.
Yes.
We're stewarding his people. Mm-hmm. And if we, here's the problem. Domestic violence is such a huge issue that we're poking this just a little bit.
Right.
If literally we shed light on every domestic violence case, we would be shocked. That one in four number is the people that are reporting it.
That's right.
So shedding our light in our churches on this will create a sense of urgency for our pastors to do something because there will be people that will come forward that say, I need help, and you need to help me.
Yeah, you think about it. How many churches, if you had a domestic violence incident occur in their church, are so ill-prepared?
Yeah, and 50%.
This is something that's happening in the culture at large. Mm-hmm. It's happening in churches. Mm-hmm. And as you say, the women or even men realize they don't have an ally.
Mm-mm.
So why are they going to go and say something?
Well, domestic violence looks like me. And I know we're on the radio, but I'm a normal-looking person.
Right.
You know, you would never...
A beautiful, normal-looking person.
Thank you.
I might add, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
you. She's being very humble.
But I'm telling you, it looks like the person you would not suspect. Mm. So as you're raising your hands in worship, understand this. Two seats down from you could be a woman that just got brutalized this morning.
Right.
You have to understand that domestic violence walks among us where you do not suspect it, where it's very easily hidden because that's what the abused are made to do, hide the domestic violence. And the abusers are very controlling and possessive in how they dish out the abuse.
Well, you talk about two seats down, the abused being, but maybe two seats back is the abuser.
Right.
And how do you hold your hands worshiping God and knowing that you've been abused and this person is right there a couple of pews back?
Right. It's horrifying if we actually think about it. But the numbers, like we talked about earlier, don't lie. One in four women, we know that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the abused sitting beside you and the abuser sitting behind you, which is why, church, we've got to do better in
exactly.
this area.
Well, and this is the clarion call in autumn. You know, it takes a lot of courage. I mean, first of all, to tell your story.
And you've
been very vulnerable and tender about doing that. And I know why, and that is that you're giving voice to other women in the church who just decided to go away.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have figured, hey, where's Jesus? Mm-hmm. Jesus must not be here. Maybe that Jesus guy isn't all that he says he is, because look at me, look at my life, look what happened to me.
Well, that's exactly where I was, Bill. I'm going to tell you, I was raised in church, but then I started being abused, and that's exactly what Satan wanted me to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this Jesus guy? Where is he now?
Right.
Where is he now? And it was in my desperation one night that I called out to Jesus and said, listen, if you are who you say you are, you better speak. You got to do something. I need help.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's when I opened the Word, and it became alive to me, and I began a relationship with Christ in a way that I had never experienced before. But that's what Satan wants these abused women to think is, you know what, where is Jesus? Where is your Jesus? He's not in the church. They're not helping you.
Well, beauty can come out of your ashes.
Amen.
As it did for Autumn. And for those of you who are dealing with this, I want you to know help is on the way, and
Amen.
I think that's what Autumn is saying to you.
Amen.
And if you need to connect with Autumn, how can they do that?
You can go to autumnmiles.com. I'd love to connect with you, or any social media that we have. Autumn Miles, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And for pastors who are touched by this and hearts are opening to say, you know what, we need to do a better job here. Again, the same connection.
Yes, you can go to autumnmiles.com. There's a Lifeway study that is attached to my website, but there's also these 10 steps. And let me just say, I love our pastors, and they're doing an incredible job.
Right, exactly. This is not, but, you know, we want to keep you doing an incredible job.
That's right.
And there are sheep out there that need you, and they need the gospel message in all its purity.
That's
Autumn
right.
Miles, thank you so much for being here.
Google search results lately. Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with reputation.
FortuneDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.